Welcome to Unsolicited Views, where we talk about topics that you may or may not give a damn about.
Yeah, I got to hear you.
What up, y'all? Y'all see, we don't have John today, so we don't have our fearless leader.
John ditched us.
He really ditched us because he was here.
He was literally here and just dipped out.
He really
ditched us. We could have interviewed Saint.
We should have.
That would have been cute.
What do you think he would say? I wonder if he could talk, and what would he say about John as a dad?
Oh, that'd probably be
like, he a clown.
that should be hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
Like all the videos you see, like bad dad jokes and like real life, that'd be joke. That'd be Saint's Tate.
Yeah, for sure. Cause I know John is even more corny when he's with him.
Because he doesn't think he's going to judge him.
So
it's like a judge-free space.
Man, I can't wait to Saint can talk. Shout out to Saint, man.
Mm-hmm. Listen, when kids start talking, you ain't got to ask them. They're going to tell you.
Right.
What's the craziest thing Jahar said to you? You got a couple. That's what I know.
I don't know. It's crazy. Because I think the craziest part now is because she be talking back. And so it's kind of like me. Like she always got like a smart rebuttal.
No, she is you.
Like she got it on.
Or like if I tell her something, I'm like, hey, yeah, we could do this tomorrow, and then tomorrow come.
But oh, hey, she'll be actually remembering.
She remembers.
Like, you said this, Dad. Yeah, what's up?
You said we can go to Michael's today. So what time are we going?
Now you gotta watch yourself because you can't say tomorrow.
And she know times too. So she be like, she's like my alarm too. Sometimes if I take a nap, wake me up at 2:15.
Hey yo,
2:15 on the dot. She in there. She is in there.
You know, craziest thing a kid said to me, yo, one of my homeboy's daughters. I was over there, met her for the first time, and I ain't had my hat on.
Oh,
I mean, I had a fresh baldy though, but she's like, "Why don't you have any hair?" Yo, it was the most disrespectful question ever. I know, like she was literally concerned. It hurt my feelings so much. It's like it's kind of a sore subject, but you know, I lost this ball 10-15 years ago.
So how old are you?
No,
you know the follow up question.
Wait, people lose their hair
because when you put a number on something, they're like, all right, hold on, let's start doing the math.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
Like, wait a minute, how old are you?
That's what it took me back. Yo, it took me. I had to start counting. Like, when did I lose my? Because I really don't remember when I lost. It's been that long.
It's like between 20, 21, 25,
somewhere around that. Somewhere around that, because it was at the college. I still had hair in college.
You was getting them bald fades.
Yeah. It's nasty work. Bald fade is wild. Yeah. What were we thinking back then? These styles.
What was y'all thinking?
Yeah.
I had a regular.
Well, you look crazy with a regular, too.
Don't FYI. I? That's crazy. Yeah, it's so crazy. I think the one time... The funny thing is, I think the only reason I started growing my hair out was to save money because I wasn't working.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Oh, I was like, damn.
I thought it was a style decision.
No, because like, I was getting shape. I was like, every week. My shape was growing back that fast. And I was like, you know what? I'm going like twice a week, twice a month, maybe once a month. Now I literally go like once every other
God
month.
Works in mysterious ways, bro. Thank goodness.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's a wild love.
Like, that's what it took. I know.
No, that's always the funniest. I'm like, damn, you know what? I didn't start growing my hair because I wasn't working yet. But then, like I said, once I started working, I just never went back. I just kept doing.
It's kind of the same story with my beard, though. Because, you know, I didn't want a big beard. I always wanted it close shaved.
My man wanted to look like, I don't know what the actor name is, but the ball, he always liked the stock photo bald nigga.
Yep.
Nigga had the bald head with the goatee. I'm like, stop that shit. You know, you under 30.
I hated it. When I look through my Facebook, I get disgusted at myself.
Like, what am I doing there?
I had like a dirty Sanchez mustache.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Yeah, just grow that shit out. I was like, no, yo.
I kept saying, no, I know you kept saying, like, when I did, though,
never look back.
Yeah, the game changed.
Literally.
Game changed for me.
He was an undrafted free agent.
I know.
And now he's a star, all-star.
Oh, my God.
He turned to Jimmy Butler.
Yo, really? made it to the finals all the time back then. Oh, yeah. Woo. All right, what's the craziest thing kid said to you, Sid?
I don't know if I can remember anything. Man,
they probably don't say nothing crazy because she probably just, be all friendly with her.
Yeah.
Probably all friendly.
No, I mean, some kids have asked me, like, why my voice so deep.
Damn. Is your voice deep?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's more disrespectful than my boy.
Yeah, I'm saying, that's kind of crazy.
That, you ain't take that disrespectfully?
No.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're good.
I think they just be really saying, they just don't have, they don't know to have a filter. So they really just be saying anything that come to mind.
Yeah, I know. My feelings wasn't really hurt, but it was in the back. Because I'm like, she really didn't mean nothing by it. But so you don't have no, like, you really don't take any kind of person, you don't take any personal at all?
I probably do, but I just can't remember nothing.
Okay. All right.
Only time I take something personal is when they think they can beat me in a race. And now I got to leave their ass in the dust.
Oh, my gosh.
You be racing kids?
Yeah. Hell yeah, and I be beating the shit out of them too. I don't be holding back, full sprint.
Mm-hmm. So what happened the day that they beat you?
You said what? You said the day they
What's
beat me.
What's gonna happen the day they beat you?
The day I feel like they can beat me, it won't be happening.
It won't be happening. You said I'm gonna turn that shit down.
I will respectfully decline.
They were like, "What? We always race." And you were like, "Mm-mm, you on track now."
I refuse to race anybody or anything.
I mean,
I feel like
I'm gonna get them sandman.
Be like Rick Ross, yo. Yep. Like my knees will give out on me.
That shit was bad too, yo.
It was.
Or like that one dad tried to take his daughter off the court, and my man holds.
Oh, I seen that. He just really buckled.
That's embarrassing.
That's
yo.
Really embarrassing.
Yo, but the thing is, he held her. His knees buckled, then he fell on her.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, damn, yeah.
Damn, yo, you made the shit worse. If she was hurt, now she even more hurt.
You came to the rescue and put her in danger at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Like,
Jamal, you going to pour us up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pass me cups. I got you.
Damn it, yo. Yeah, you really can't reach the cups?
Yes, he can.
I know he can.
Both of y'all can reach them just as easily.
I got the mic in front of me. Pause.
Whoa. just push it to the side.
Oh my God. Sid, are you drinking today?
I am.
I don't want to drink
today. That's all right.
But I will because y'all.
We know.
Peer pressure sucks.
What? We barely pressured you.
No, that's what we bet.
No questions. Nobody says nothing. Fine, since y'all asked. Always ask me for something. Shit.
Yeah. So, what are we talking about today, y'all? You get that one.
We can start off with what are some activities that you only want to exclusively do with your partner versus exclusively with your friends?
Sex.
I'm not having sex with my friends. Let's tell you that. 100%. 1,000%.
Unless it's like a group activity.
Even that, I mean, some of these niggas nasty.
I don't even want to watch these.
How the fuck you do
I'm
that?
I'm looking at these niggas different. Like, yo, you are a nasty motherfucker. Then I'm looking at the women even more different.
So I didn't know you was an acrobat nigga. Hold up. How you do that then?
Right. That's how he did it.
Terrible.
All right, well, I guess
but
we
I
got
more so meant like, for example, yesterday.
You sex.
No, I didn't. Okay. It was like I seen a girl at Renaissance, the concert, and she was like walking in her heels, and her man was with her carrying her flats. I'm like, oh, okay, this could be a couple move. Huh. So would you go see Beyonce with your partner?
I would. I went to go see Barbie with my partner.
Oh, you did? I've heard that women should take their male partners to go see. Did you enjoy it though? Can you
I
pass
did.
The ginger ale too?
I did.
Since you only pulled yourself
it.
Up with the
milk. I mean, y'all took your cup, sure. What more do y'all want from me?
So you enjoyed Barbie?
I actually enjoyed Barbie.
Okay, see?
Oh, well, you about to be a Ken man, yeah?
Nah. You already can.
I'm black.
It's a black Ken.
I guess
so. You can drink.
I forgot. that's the one thing that was really confusing about the music because all of them name was Barbie and all of them name was Ken. Like, hey Barbie, like what the fuck? Is everybody named Barbie?
Yeah.
But no, it was, I think it was, I didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. And she asked because she really wanted to see it. And when I went.
It's one of the little sacrifices you make.
It's one of them sacrifices. But then I realized that Will Ferrell was in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I kept telling people. It's not really a kid's movie.
Yeah.
It was made for like older people, honestly.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. I was actually cracking up the entire movie.
See?
The entire movie.
I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I must say, those be some of the best movies. The ones that like, I don't really want to see this shit. I'm like, oh, no, you know what? This is actually kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a story about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was sold out at the Rotunda joint, right?
The warehouse was it?
So, oh, yeah, they had the fancy
I don't know if Bree going to want me to tell the story, but I'm telling it anyway.
Y'all snuck into a thing.
Hey, nostalgia.
She booked it. She booked the handicap ticket.
Ayo.
So, mind you, she's like, I didn't notice when she booked it because she just texted me during the day. I'm like, all right, I'll go. Sure. So she booked the handicap ticket. And she like, should I get a crutch or something?
You probably like, confused. Like,
I was like, yeah, at first I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, booked the handicap. I'm like, oh. So I was like, no, I ain't got to do that. I'll just put on my leg sleeve, the one I hoop with.
Yo.
So, nigga, first, that's the first part, right? So I put on my leg sleeve, head on shorts, and I'm in that bitch limping. So she I'm walking ahead.
Nigga said it says handicap, not injured.
I was limping. No. I was like, I had my story. I was like, yeah, I got a calf strain. So I
can't go up those steps.
I can't, yeah. If anybody asks me. But we got through, no problem. So we walk in. She's ahead of me. So we walk in, and, you know, the handicaps are, like, right in the middle, yeah. So you ain't got to go up no stairs or downstairs or anything.
Yeah.
So we get to where our seat's supposed to be. There's no seats there.
It's the wheelchair spot.
It's the wheelchair spot.
Fucking yo. So where y'all sit?
We didn't. So, mind you. So, mind you, I am limping, walking slow. And Bree, this is a funny ass story. So Bree's walking ahead of me. I'm living. I'm, you know, I'm playing a part.
Mm-hmm.
She comes and whispers, just turn around, walk up. So I turn around slowly. And then she told me,
You still a character.
I didn't know.
She's like, shut your ass, how you cut the shit. You over there like she's like, bring your ass.
Well, first of all, it's also funny because walking in, we were like right when the movie was starting, so everybody's just looking at me. So I'm trying not to make eye contact with nobody.
What's wrong with this nigga?
Oh my God. So did y'all get a refund?
No.
Dang.
We tried to get another movie and they everything was sold out. So.
Dang.
Well, I mean, it was only $7 a ticket that day, so it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know they had handicap. I thought they had at least the foldouts. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Some of them fold out, and then you just. Yeah.
I'm like, no, there were no seats there.
So
like,
it's for them to roll up.
Yeah, that's funny as shit, though. Niggas walked.
So
in
you
too.
Went another day, and you sat in normal seats.
Yeah, we
enabled body.
Ended up booking regular seats.
Oh, you booked it this time?
Yeah, I booked it this time.
So you would not have gone to see Barbie with your friends?
No, okay. Absolutely not.
Even though you admit that you enjoyed it.
Even looking back, I wouldn't go back and be like, "Yo, Ma, you trying to go see
Barbie?" This nigga text me like, "Yo, what you doing?
Yeah, yo.
Trying to see that Barbie movie?" I would leave this nigga on red.
I would expect you to leave me on red.
Yeah, I'm not gonna see that shit. Like, oh damn, my fault. I left my text messages at home.
I left my text messages.
Something's wrong with you. Now, so, what are things that you would rather exclusively do with your friends?
Football.
Okay. I'm gonna say like sports, like sports stuff.
I feel like she would be good at like playing football.
She's not.
Okay.
funny and crazy.
She likes football. But she don't like it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like the watch, but don't like to participate.
Yeah, it's like she don't really know what's going on.
Really? I would have never guessed
that. She fakes it really well.
She does. I thought I was the only clueless one in the room.
Little con artist.
She get excited about stuff early on in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, it's a whole game.
Like, hold on, hold your horses.
like, it's just one bad play. But yeah, that gotcha. Yeah, football is absolutely. I do enjoy when she sometimes when she just watch down. Like, if I'm in a basement and I'm watching football, I don't mind her coming down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to take her to a game unless I got another guy with me or somebody, not even another guy, somebody that really likes football.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So
okay,
because like if you take somebody to like football, you take her, like she won't enjoy it as much as you would or the other next person would. Exactly. So it's like going to like a Beyonce concert. I'm not going to enjoy it as much as you're going to enjoy it with your friends.
Yes.
I'm not. Absolutely. I don't even listen to Beyonce on the regular. Yeah, so like, I will only sing the songs I heard on the radio. Yeah,
that is a good analogy. That is a good analogy. Beyonce and football. Yes. Very good. Because I would go to a Beyonce. No, I'm saying
like if it was just us going for the sake of going with you for like an activity, yes, I will go with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to I'm not going to be as much fun. Like, I would drink with you,
yeah,
but I would not be as much fun.
We can get big.
Like, I'm about to say, but you cannot look at me and expect me to know word for word, bar for bar, a Beyonce line, because I would not give. I would not deliver. I would not understand that assignment.
Unless it's Halo.
I would fake. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's your jam?
No, that's an inside joke. I don't know why he said that.
That's inside, but I do know Halo though. I like Halo.
Okay. I'm not saying she pulled out like the older, like we like the party. That's my shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anything with Jay in it.
Okay.
It's not that many.
On the run.
Yeah, I know.
Or baby boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
so. What about you, Jamal? What would you rather exclusively do with your partner versus friends?
It's probably the same things, probably something similar to what Mel said, like sports with my friends. Like I said, I'm not asking a bunch of niggas like to go to the movies with me.
Even if it's a Marvel movie?
No.
Really?
Probably. Because in our friend group, most of the niggas don't even really watch shit like
that.
Niggas jumped on the wave late.
I'm good.
Niggas jumped on the wave late.
Madly.
Yeah, wait, madly. But hey, better late than never, I guess.
Yeah, true.
So what? I guess the question to you though, mm-hmm. like, what would you rather not have your partner with you?
I don't think there's many things. Dang. Like, I can't really think of anything.
Very inclusive.
I think I would enjoy everything as equally with my partner there or my friends.
Everything.
I can't think of That's something. A
lot. Can't be.
I genuinely can't think of something.
Come on, Sid.
I mean, it would probably be more helpful if you were there for sports stuff.
Like, you're not going to.
You're like, oh, I'm more likely to win.
That's not even going to a basketball game with just like. Just
I have been to plenty of Wizards games with my friends. What you talking about? Orioles games.
All right, but did y'all know y'all was just there drinking, right?
No, I know basketball way better than football.
Just get the ball in the hoop.
I know
a little coming to America.
And baseball. I know those sports better than football.
In the face.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no. So, I don't really think it's a difference in what I would rather do with one or the other.
Do you judge us for just saying, for saying that? Like,
no.
Okay.
No. No, I think most men are like that.
Oh.
Like, I think a lot of men only do things because their partner wants them to.
Damn.
Me?
Yeah.
If it's not ass, I'm not gonna really.
Yeah.
Like, would y'all go to like a jazz festival by yourselves with just the fellas?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe y'all not old enough.
Wait, Essence.
That's different.
Wait, what kind of jazz festival are we talking about?
That comes with an asterisk.
Italian headline. Like, what? This is not a jazz festival.
Okay. A regular jazz festival by myself.
Yeah, or like a wine festival.
Wine festival is debatable. It really depends.
I think, okay. Yeah.
It depends what type of time niggas are actually trying to be on. Like, if niggas on chill vibes, it's like not going to just like chill. Like,
okay.
But, I think we could go there.
I'm saying it's possible.
The
but.
Wine tour, like I'm thinking about, like I haven't been to Linganore, but I'm that's the one that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
With that one, you know what I'm saying? You just sit down and you smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
Chill. That's chill.
Yeah.
But like, if it's just
sitting down talking.
Yeah. I don't know.
Amusement park with just the fellas?
I would do that. But it's
how many fellas?
I'm about to say, yeah. It's
I'm not just going more.
It can't be two.
No.
We not sitting in the same cart. Y'all know. Y'all like.
Not at all.
Me and Ma nah, are
y'all
not.
Y'all gotta sit together on every ride. So wait, so you need more people there?
Yeah, definitely.
So a group of 10 niggas.
That's fine.
Amusement park, cool. But two. Yeah,
especially now
because get big drunk.
Exactly. Especially now they gotta look at. Right. Yeah. Oh, at least
but,
six flags.
But two does. No. Haunted houses.
Two. That's a date.
Yeah, that's yeah, that's not
three or more for me.
So haunted houses.
I don't do haunted houses.
No, oh, you don't at all.
Don't I seen the judgment in your face no, and
I
don't
I
like
really
it.
Enjoy
yeah, I'm saying if I do a haunted house, niggas gotta be like.
Nah, I'm scared of shit. I mean,
they're really fun to me. I like not, being not scared. Fun.
I don't like being scared.
I'm cool with that.
You said.
I feel like I'm gonna hit somebody.
I know.
Oh yeah, that's what you go in ready to.
I probably want to do a breakout room with niggas.
Oh, that would be good.
It's like an escape room.
Escape room. Yeah. I'm about to say breakout.
No, breakout is yeah, like
that's one of the brands.
Yeah,
that
oh,
escape.
Okay.
It's a breakout. Yeah, but escape. I probably want to do no escape rooms with niggas.
Why not? That would be great to see how you work well with your friends.
It's not a group project.
We'll get out.
Yeah, it's not because niggas be too busy
about,
cracking jokes.
Like, yeah. Say, I was just about to say we be geeking
like,
and yo, like
look at him turn that knob. Yo,
it's, been like, it's been an hour. Yo, it's like yo, why would
you? Like, oh, you like turn that knob, yo? Pause.
Yeah, y'all whack ass.
Yeah. Like, look at this dumbass nigga trying. I thought he found a clue. Yeah.
That
would
actually be real entertaining, though. Like, that was a TV show. Watch a group of niggas trying to do escape rooms. I would watch that. That'd be real entertaining.
We can do that though.
Yeah.
if it was some kind of way to record it.
Well, they have cameras.
They have cameras in there.
Is it a sound on it? Because
yeah,
it has to be sound.
You got some clues and talk to them. Yeah.
I've never been to a skate room, so I'm
really
I'm
that's
actually,
fun.
But I really don't think we would get out. Like if it's me, Maul, like John, and if it's just us three, yeah, we could crack on John the whole time.
Yeah, we probably would.
I don't crack think on we would ever.
It would probably turn into like a bully session. No, probably like, all right, y'all ain't coming up with these niggas no more.
And John will probably be the main one actually making progress.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Figuring out clues and stuff. He's like, y'all didn't see them letters.
My man, Inspector Gadget. I see you, Shorty.
Under the bed. Look. Like, he be figuring it out. Y'all just be clowning him.
And we just
for figuring
him.
It out. Like,
because he probably be wearing something crazy.
He probably
he'd have a Birkenstocks with some jean shorts or something.
A ninja outfit or something. Like, something. We trying to break
with
up.
I know. That got to be free, guys.
Mm-hmm. But on Twitter, it was a all man's picnic. That a group of guys set up because they was like, you know, women do it, we can do it to get together, eat, chill, smoke cigars and stuff. And so people started questioning their sexuality. It's like we can't just get together and hang out at a park and it's not weird.
But it was no grill in sight, no beers.
That's how that.
You don't have
you add a grill.
You don't always have. Grill.
All you gotta do is add a grill. All you gotta do is add a grill.
But then that's a cookout.
Were they dressed alike?
No, they
just. But it was basically like a bunch of Johns together.
It did look like a bunch of Johns.
It was a bunch of Johns. John dressed as niggas.
See, that yeah.
They was trying to get dressed up like a picnic. Like,
see, oh.
It's exactly.
Too much
see,
of
I'm
saying, no, like,
it's
not, if it's not,
picture.
If it's just getting together at a park, it's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Yeah. But you said a grill like, gotta be there.
But a grill.
And a football. And a football.
Something.
Why?
To play
y'all
catch. What you mean? What you mean?
Smoke cigars and sit in the grass.
In brunch outfits? Yeah. See that's what turns it off of me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, brunch, yeah.
Like why we not just like this?
Yeah.
We come like this.
I mean you can. Every individual chose how they wanted to dress. I hope I can find this.
I'm about to say, like I said,
and they all happen to dress this like in brunch attire.
It's a bunch of Johns.
See?
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find a picture fast enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta be a park. Why can't be in somebody else?
It was a picnic.
Oh, that's cute. Why, they call it
could be like a bonfire, put a fire pit in the middle, or grill, you know.
Was it a cigar in sight?
No table for cards.
Was it
Uno?
A table full of liquor?
I didn't see a table at all. I didn't
you just
see
seen
cigars.
Them on blankets?
I just saw them sitting in the grass.
Bunch of niggas looking like Yogi Bear.
had their legs crossed.
No, their legs.
Hey, boo-boo. Had another picnic basket.
Here they are.
Oh, I'm gonna see this. Just look at my face.
Nigga got his shirt off.
It's not off, it's just unbuttoned.
That's John. That's
making us sound mad homophobic. That's not what we're trying to do.
Conversation about what you would do.
Look at that picture.
And y'all said it,
That's Melvin right there in the corner. Did. That's John behind
Until
Melvin.
Until I seen it.
That's how they individually chose the dress. You see some of them niggas over there just got a white t-shirt on. That's Jamal probably.
Yeah, that's me all in a bad white tee.
So like they all, he just got a white
t-shirt. They don't got no shoes on.
Because they chilling in the
grass. I don't like it.
Raw toes, the grass is crazy. Raw toes, the grass with your niggas is crazy.
I don't see the
There problem. Are three guys with their shirt with no, why they don't got white beaters on?
Why niggas ain't just go to the beach?
So that would have made a difference if they was at the beach.
I think it's a couple things that make a difference in there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
They got snacks and drinks.
Wine.
Oh, that's like a canteen full of something.
Cheese and crackers?
Yeah.
A nigga charcuterie board?
Pretty much.
I don't know shit.
So you would not go to the all men's picnic?
No.
If it's called it all men's picnic.
Really?
Can
we just call the cookout at the park?
And listen, I'll donate to support the movement, but I won't be there.
I understand what they try.
Girl, just make it more masculine for y'all.
Yes.
Definitely.
You're like, without question.
And a table or something.
Yeah.
It's a picnic table.
It's a cute table. Oh.
I know. Like, little cheese and crackers.
Oh,
and
actually, that's a pizza box. It's all right,
maybe that's niggas.
All right,
real niggas with a pizza box.
Yeah, I must say, all
right, that might mean it all right, right?
Yeah, there. See,
you can zoom in. Okay,
that's switched all the way up.
The pizza box. Okay,
niggas had carry out.
I just don't. Like, I don't know.
They was like picnic. We were packing.
The problem is the blankets for me too.
The blankets and the unbuttoned shirt.
That's what.
So if it wasn't for that,
if they had chairs, you know,
I'm about to say, Mel, get the fuck off my blanket.
I know, yo.
get your own shirt.
They don't have shirts on.
They don't have
shoes on.
Get your elbow off my blanket, nigga. It's a one nigga blanket.
It looked like they could easily like he about to be laying on his feet. Like he ran close to his feet.
They might have just gotten together this close for the picture though. Okay. They might not have sat there like that the whole time.
They had to take that picture that way.
Yes, they wanted to show.
What happened to standing around and throwing the peace sign?
It was called Prosecco Poppy's Picnic.
In the plot thickens. You're not making it better.
Y'all said y'all would go to a picnic.
I would.
Okay.
Just not that one.
Yeah. Not Prosecco Pie.
No. Yeah. Prosecco Pies. I don't even know what else to say. Prosecco Pie.
Who the fuck can
I believe with no shoes and blankets?
But it also
and shirts open.
BYOB.
No wife beaters.
Hey, look, they chose a dress like that. BYOB
didn't mean bottle.
That's my problem. They chose that.
BYOB.
You got friends that would dress like that too.
No.
John.
John would have a beat on.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
He didn't have, it would did be a black beat on today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He doesn't wear anything with his
full body. He did have a beat on today.
Okay.
He did have a beat on, see?
But no, he be raw dogging a shirt sometime.
He do.
So this could very well be y'all.
But he'll be the only one.
Okay.
Because I can't. I'm thinking of the friend.
I could see Nick doing that.
The barber?
Yeah.
Okay.
That seemed like his groove.
Yeah.
I can see him doing that.
I can see that.
So y'all have friends that would dress like that and y'all can have a picnic. You just don't want it to be called this.
We not calling it Prosecco.
No, it's going to be a cookout.
And you keeping your shoes on.
We keeping our shoes on.
it won't be BYOB. That's a meth for bottle. It'd be BYOC. Bring your own chair, nigga.
Bring your own chair, yes.
So essentially you're not having a picnic. You're having a cookout.
Yes.
So you won't go to a picnic.
With Bree, yes.
Right. Okay. So that's something that you would exclusively do with your partner. So.
Yes. If it's called Poppy's Picnic, I gotta have my Poppy's husband. I mean, wife.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. I'm gonna take a sip on that one.
I genuinely can't think of anything that I would Poppy's be like. Oh, husband. I would only prefer to do that with my partner.
That.
I would do that with friends too. I have done that with friends.
It's totally different for
Yo,
women.
Poppy's
Prosecco. I've done it in with men, with groups of men and women mixed.
That's cool.
Yo, they really called it Poppy's Prosecco. I'm stuck on
it. I will go to a mixed picnic like if it's both women.
Couples picnic.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it
because I know I've done it a few times for Winnie's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas was dressed in pink.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
And you took your shoes off?
No.
Shoes still stay on. So that's what still bothered me about that.
Exactly. Because, like, where the fuck are your socks, nigga?
Yeah, yo.
They might have wore, like, sandals or slides.
They did, I'm sure.
A little thong sandal?
Yeah, nah.
Okay.
Only thing going to my toes is my top, my wash rag.
unless I'm in another country.
Okay. Oh, you got to be out the country to do an all men's pick.
No.
That's crazy.
I said my shoes off. Okay. Yeah, I know. That's when you'll see my toes.
You see how that was about to go real bad?
I know, it was. So you'll do it out the country.
An international Prosecco pop?
I know, yeah. She's about to give me the blues. Yeah.
That setup was about to be crazy.
Yeah, I genuinely can't think of anything. I'd be like, oh no, I'm only going to do that with my partner.
Besides sex. Well, maybe that. You know what? I'm an exit this conversation. Let's get out of here.
Next topic.
I forgot what company I was in. Yo, I don't know. Sid, you wild.
I didn't even say nothing.
That's the problem.
I know. You ain't got to. Because the way you answer, well.
She hit with the hands.
I was thinking.
That's an asterisk.
right.
TBD.
All right, so our next topic is, would you rather, and I'm just going to come up with a number. If a job would pay you $150,000, but you was bored, right? And so you found another job, let's say they're going to pay you $130,000, but you feel challenged in that role. You feel like you're making a difference. Which one would you prefer?
I think you already know by the time I think what we doing.
All right, what if the salary the same?
Salary the same.
I'm still doing the same shit. If I get paid to be bored,
yeah,
I could find something fun to do and get paid to do it.
Your answer is the same.
Yeah, I don't even
know. But you don't think one would result in more career growth? Like, to actually feel challenged that
so,
way?
So, all right, so we're going to peel this back.
I'm going to say, yeah. So
if we just ask a high-level question.
Right.
I'm staying with the board.
You're staying with the board.
I'm staying with the board.
Facts.
Right.
But if we're saying, hey, this job is a dead end, and that challenging job is going to take you to 200 and 250.
Right.
Then, yeah.
I'm taking a challenging job.
Yeah. Okay.
All jokes aside, like.
Facts.
I do want to be challenged if it means that it's going to lead
being compensated,
to something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if it's facts. If I'm being challenged and I know I'm going to be stuck right there,
yeah.
No, give me the other job, please. Right. 100%.
Right. Okay. So do you seek fulfillment from work still? Because I feel like at some point people stop. They just be like, look, I'm here for the paycheck.
I was.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a layered question.
I think, yeah, it is. Because I have, like, especially my job, it's a couple reasons why I'm staying. Mm-hmm. But I make sure it's challenging enough for me to get to the next level. And I think that's what drives me, the mm-hmm. next level. Mm-hmm. When I get to the point mm-hmm. where it's no next level,
right?
I don't care about being challenged anymore, but I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that makes sense, because I feel like I had more to say.
So you feel like when you get to, like, at your current company, when you get to that highest level and you're bored, but you making good money, you won't care about fulfillment at work anymore. You think that feeling will just go away.
I think the feeling will go away, and I think I would find other streams of income at that time. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm bored, that means I have time to do other shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that.
Boredom equals opportunity.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm like. If I'm bored, fine. If that's all I can do, fine. Mm-hmm. Fine. Because I can make money everywhere else and still get that regular, mm-hmm. consistent paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it still sounds like, because you're saying if you're bored and you're making money, then you would find something else. But that something else is still connected to money. So it seems like that's what gives you fulfillment.
Yeah. That's right.
So it's still work that gives you fulfillment.
I'm a capitalist at heart, unfortunately. It's okay. Funny because I hate capitalism, but I love it too. And listen, weird.
When it's in your favor, why not?
Yeah.
Well, because some people tell me they're like, when you start having kids and stuff, you won't care about fulfillment at work anymore. And that will change it.
Because, priorities change with it.
Yeah.
Because like, it's no longer like, because the fulfillment is more so for you. Mm-hmm. When you have kids, it's no longer about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that, at that point, it's like, okay, especially as the kids start getting older, like, they have their own things to do. So, like, you now have to take time away from work and your personal stuff to make sure you show up for them.
So, do you no longer care about fulfillment at work?
No, I mean, I want to be fulfilled at work, but at my current job, I'm not.
Right.
I'm just there for the check.
But do you think that's because you're a parent or no?
Oh, no. Nah. Okay. Just because I'm a nigga.
You just...
I mean, that's...
I think especially as a woman, people be like, oh, no, it's, you should chill there because then once you start having a family, you're going to be too busy to care about fulfillment at work. Mm-hmm. I think I hear that a lot. Or I hear people, especially moms, go to jobs that are more chill, as long as it's paying, you know, decent, mm-hmm. because they like, I got these kids to worry about. I don't need to be challenged at work. Mm-hmm. So I hear a lot from women. I didn't know.
Because if you think about it like that way, like, yo, you at work 8 hours, mm-hmm. getting your ass busted being challenged. Mm-hmm. Now you coming home to these kids, and all they doing is challenge you, and kids will test you every chance they get. Mm-hmm. So now, I mean, when do you really get a break to actually, the only time you really get a break is probably in that car ride in between either picking them up or driving home. And it probably won't be that long. Yeah. And if you work from home, there is no break.
Can't you mm-hmm. be fulfilled and bored?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there thinking about it. I'm like,
for some people,
if I have the job I want,
I mean,
and I'm doing what I like.
Yeah.
And I'm fulfilled in
fulfillment
it.
Fulfillment
reach. But I just feel like, it's, I don't know, fulfillment to me means I'm not bored. I don't know.
I guess as we know. What is fulfillment then?
I mean,
because I think we might have definitions, different definitions of fulfillment.
Let's go to the Googles.
Fulfillment is the achievement of something desired, promised, or predicted, the meeting of a requirement or condition.
I mean, that's
so by right. that definition, yeah,
yeah. About
that's
right.
true.
Yeah.
I guess fulfillment, before reading that, I always thought of fulfillment of like, oh, I love my job. I love what I do every day. When people say that like that.
But at that point, I think you look at fulfillment as an ongoing thing. And there's no dead end.
Yeah.
There's no end point.
But I mean, I guess some people will say that's how you become super successful, when mm-hmm. you're not fulfilled and you don't get complacent. Mm-hmm. But you can be like teachers. I would think some of them
they
are fulfilled. They feel
yeah.
fulfilled.
Well, yeah.
But they're also not bored. So that's a prior bad.
Because them kids be busting their ass. What?
Oh, yeah, that was a bad example. As I'm saying it out loud, I was like, that wasn't good.
Like, no, it's a good example because, like I said, because every day won't be the same. Like, you're going to have your good days, you're going to have your bad days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But each day, you're going to be grateful for having those days regardless.
I think
that's probably the fulfillment as them as a teacher, especially by the end of the year. Like, if like say like, hey, they have a spelling test by the end of the week, everybody passed. Like as a teacher, like you did your job. You fulfilled because you successfully did your job as a teacher to get everybody to pass that spelling test.
Yeah. I think that's the hard part for teachers is they may feel fulfilled with their students, but based on the standards that are mm-hmm. set in front of them, they don't look like. Mm-hmm. They are doing their job. I think that's the hard thing that teachers
pay these
are always
niggas,
fighting
man.
Against.
Yeah. Pay the teachers.
Yeah.
Pay them. Yeah.
But they pay them based on like how many students did you get to pass the standardized test. They don't care about
full of shit.
How fulfilled your students are feeling in the classroom. They care about did they pass these tests and get to the next grade? What reading level are they at? And like some of that is valid, don't get me wrong, but I think some of it is bullshit.
So another job, right? Let's pick. I'm sitting there trying to think of another job where you could be fulfilled and bored, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe this ain't a good example either, but if you become a CEO of a company, of a successful company, you're making really good money, your company is really successful, and it's not a lot. I mean, I don't know how true this is because I'm not a CEO. But
right.
I'm sure there are days where everything is running smoothly. Mm-hmm. And you can be
making
bored.
Profits. Yeah. Yeah.
Me making profits end over end, year over year, you're just doing good. And you make the decisions, but you could be bored, but mm-hmm. you're still fulfilled because your company is thriving.
Yeah. I think my definition of fulfillment was similar to what Jamal said. It's like an ongoing thing. That's what I thought fulfillment was. But it seems like it's like, okay, I got to this point, I'm fulfilled. And you can still be bored in spite of that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I like that question.
That's a good one. See, that's a pretty good one.
That was a good question.
I thought it was going to lead to more conversation, though. But
I mean,
we ain't got John.
I'm going to say there's no John. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would have.
He probably had a way better take on that, especially given.
I'm sure
like,
he did.
Like,
especially because he's a new dad.
New dad.
And that's where
they're going
to need the kids need you the most and taking the most out of you. Mm-hmm. And oh yeah, and a new job. That's
he got a new job,
and that job was
a new kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that he's probably being fulfilled in different ways, and maybe being pulled.
Did you say filled in different ways?
I
or fulfilled,
said fulfilled in different
that
ways.
That just sounds crazy. You heard the same thing I heard, right?
Yeah, but that's funny that you heard it. I heard fulfilled.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm like, yeah.
That's still funny though. You're getting filled in all the ways.
Jesus. And then she's like getting pulled. Like, hold up.
Oh my God. Fulfilled.
She getting filled and pulled. Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Told you she did.
Me?
I told you she did. Wild over
there. I'm regular Dougular. I hope I'm going to set up a picnic time for y'all.
Don't call it picnic. It's called a cookout.
Yeah,
a cookout is different from a picnic, and though.
It's not.
No, it's not.
And
what's
y'all would definitely do cookouts with each other. A grill. A picnic is like you pre-pack a lunch.
Tailgate.
It's a tailgate. Yep, there you go.
It's a tailgate.
Boom.
Tailgate night. Well, you can do a tailgate in the grass. But tailgates be having grills too.
You don't have to be.
You don't have to. You get sandwiches.
Yep.
Fire. So you're going to tailgate in the grass.
With music.
Sandwiches and music.
And beers.
And games. And beers.
And you're going to sit in the grass. And I just want to confirm
and
that.
And cornhole.
I'm probably going to sit in the back of my truck. In a chair.
I'm sitting in a chair.
Okay, can y'all sit at a picnic table?
Like, picnic table is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the blanket. I don't know. I'm going to say, like, why do we?
You're like, I don't want to sit on a blanket.
I don't want to sit. Yeah, like, my blankets ain't even comfortable.
I'm going to say, it's called. The crazy part is, why got to be? It's called a picnic table.
Yes.
All parks don't have picnic tables.
You could bring one. No, I'm talking not the actual table. I'm talking about like you talking about the fold out table. Yeah,
yeah, that's fine. I'm gonna say picnic table is not, you know.
Y'all gonna have an all men's picnic
tailgate.
Tailgate.
Y'all gonna have an all men's tailgate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the park.
Yes.
Yeah, with cornhole.
Yes. Okay. See, she said it. And flip cup.
Yep, that too. On the same table. Now it's all purpose. Now it's all purpose. All
right, I'm going to set this up for Men's Day.
When is Men's Day?
Like November 18th, I believe.
Oh.
See, y'all don't even know when y'all all in church.
Huh? I thought that was only in church.
Oh, I thought it was only in church, yeah.
I didn't know it was actual Men's Day.
Like how we have International Women's Day? It's International Men's Day. International
Men's Day. I just see women got all them days now.
Yeah, November 19th.
No word. Shit, put that in my calendar.
Yeah. So y'all going to
I never got anything for Men's Day.
Well, see, and that's the funny thing, because I think when like the International Women's Day celebrations happen, there will be some men that be like, we'll never have stuff like this. But it's like, y'all don't realize that a lot of this stuff was set up by women. So it's like, if y'all want it, y'all got to set it up for y'allself.
Mm. I didn't even know it was a thing to set up.
So.
I know. And I would never be that guy being like, we ain't got a day. I don't care about
not
that.
At all.
But there are some like that. And it's like November 19th. Set yourself up.
November 19th.
For y'all all men's tailgate.
But it's gonna be kind of cold too. We're all gonna be outside. On
they would put that shit in there.
Ours is March like 3rd. It's cold for us too.
The precipice.
I thought it was March
spring.
8th.
It might be March 8th. Still cold.
I mean, it depends on the year.
I'm about to say
November depends on the year too. Sometimes it be warm for Thanksgiving.
That's rare.
Sometimes it be cold as shit for Thanksgiving.
And sometimes it be cold as shit March 8th too.
You ain't gonna see too much snow in March.
That's not true. It snowed on my birthday. And then you very rarely see snow for Thanksgiving. It's like equal fitting here. It's just opposite ends of the season.
Let's revisit this because I want to go to the almanac.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I want to go because I don't know.
I used to track how accurate the almanac was with the snow days.
How is it?
The 2 years that I did it, I think it was like 1 year like 50 something, the other year like 60 something. So I mean.
Close.
But yeah,
it ain't counting for global warming.
Right, that's true.
That's the problem.
Niggas.
Yeah, I used to always would map it out on my calendar for the whole season, and then every time it was correct.
What would cause you to do that?
I'd be interested in random stuff.
So you want fulfilled.
It never interests me that much.
I'm thinking like, what is the process that has to go through your mind?
I'm
like,
telling
what?
Y'all, I want to have a farm.
I'm a poor.
If you have a farm, you gotta pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Why do you want a farm?
Because I think it'd be fun to like raise your own animals and grow your own food.
Did you play Oregon Trail a lot?
No, not that much. No.
Do you want internet?
Yeah, I still want.
Oh,
internet.
You still want?
I'm gonna say like
you said, live off the land. When I hear that, it's like you just want to be off grid.
No, not off grid.
That's what I think.
Amish people still be using the internet. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah, So yeah, I just want to, you know, use our resources.
I was thinking about, like, what was that, Jim Carrey who did it? Like, he just went off. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was a movie I'm thinking about. Was that, or did Jim Carrey actually do it?
I don't know.
That's when I hear somebody who wants to live on a farm, that's what I think. I think,
but like, you gotta think about how much of our own food we can grow if we try.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. I ain't about that. That's why I went to college.
Some people went to college for agriculture.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Bowie wasn't A&T school. It wasn't agriculture.
Dow State wasn't an A&T school, but we had agriculture.
But it's also in Delaware.
It's nothing else to do in Delaware.
Exactly. I mean,
how'd you get to Dell State?
It was the only HBCU I applied to.
Why?
Because I didn't really want to go to one, actually.
Oh.
she wasn't gang gang.
Yeah. I wasn't until I visited Dell State, and I was like, oh, this is what they talking about.
What was your ideal school?
I didn't want to go to college.
Oh, you didn't want to go to college at all?
Mm-mm. Huh. I was forced. I wanted to work at Chuck E. Cheese.
I used to tell everybody that in high school.
So what was you going to do at Chuck E. Cheese? Who was you going
to
be?
I wanted to manage. And then I literally said it so much that the lady at my church, Miss Pam, she was like, she looked up the requirements and she was like, they even need a bachelor's. So if you want to manage Chuck E. Cheese, you still got to go to college. Because I used to say that all the time. I'm so serious.
I said,
don't even
college.
Know a follow-up question to that.
No, she won't be no manager. She would have been Chucky.
She's
been writing that fucking hot ass costume, scaring the shit out of kids.
At least that pizza would be good.
Talking about, give me a hug. Like, no.
Give me a hug.
Just scare your ass away.
You wanted to work at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to college.
For a living. That's what you wanted to do.
But it was more so I didn't want to go to college because I didn't know what I wanted to do. That was the other reason why I double majored, because I genuinely didn't know what I wanted to do. But I was forced to go. So
and
I'm
that's
like,
fair, but I just don't understand. I don't understand how you got the Chuck E. Cheese.
It was a fun place. And it was.
And Dave and Buster's was already in existence by then, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we didn't go that much like that.
And Jeepers was still around.
Jeepers was not around at that point. Jeepers was closed.
I mean,
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. The pizza's good. I think that was the main driving force, the good pizza.
So you want free pizza and for work?
It was a check.
The simple life.
I did not want to go to college.
That is crazy.
Wow. I wanted to be. What do you want to do for a living? Work at Chuck E. Cheese? That sounds crazy.
Yeah. No, it does.
My kids
and I was
say
a straight A student, and they looking at me like, girl, please.
Like, they think you're joking.
And I was so serious.
Because I still think you're joking, but you are really serious.
I was dead.
I really thought that was a joke when you first said it.
No, I didn't want to go to college. I still think I could have benefited from a leap year. I might have picked a better major.
Wow. What did you want to be? I was about to say something crazy.
A stripper. Same. Aspiring to be a stripper as a high schooler or as a kid is crazy.
It ain't no crazier than Chuck E. Cheese.
I mean, you ain't lying. Yeah,
I feel judgment.
I am judging. I'm sorry. Usually I try not to judge, but I don't know how you got the Chuck E. Cheese. Pizza ain't that damn good.
At least
I
was willing to work.
I think my main answer growing up was just entrepreneur. I was always trying to make money.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because I remember, like, in third grade, I was doing people's homework. People would pay me to do their homework. Yeah. And my dad made me turn the money back in.
That's
crazy. No. That's wild.
Stay
blocking.
I was selling
headbands. I was also quick with the hands, too. So I used to be,
you
know, real.
You look like, we talked about this. You look like a badass kid.
So I was quick with the hands. I was swipe some, so he thought I stole the money. I said, no, I was doing people's homework, and they paid me.
I wish I thought to get paid for that, because I was definitely doing people's homework.
I was about to say, that wasn't on my mind.
I didn't get
smart.
Paid for homework till college.
Especially middle school. I was smarter.
Right. When we, and I think it was either pre-calc or calc 1. I used to.
She helping people with pre-calc and calc 1. Jesus
Christ. But I was tired of being the one that always, like, got everything right. So I would, like, in the class, I would, like, whisper to my friends for them to do their classwork and stuff. And so then when no one had the answer, my teacher would just call on me even though my hand wasn't raised. And she'd be like, Sydney, what's the answer? I'm like, dang, you put me on the spot. It's like she knew I was helping these niggas.
She's petty. She petty.
What did you want to be in high school?
I wanted to be an anesthesiologist.
Oh.
And
why?
What turned you away?
Because, so why I wanted to be first, I thought it was an easy job. I mean,
a delicate job.
Being ignorant, I thought it was easy. I'm like, yeah, you just giving people medicine.
You like shooting them up.
Yeah. Shooting them up, give them high.
Then I took biology. And I was like, I hate this shit. And this is only the first part.
Right.
Yeah. Done.
Gotcha.
That's what turned me off. So, I thought it was an easy job.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took biology.
And you took biology in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I realized that ain't for me. I like math. So that's how I ended up. I wanted to be an accountant.
Yeah.
So and accountant's trash. Because I would never forget, that was my first major when I went in. And
A lot of people don't make it.
It's a tough major. Hey,
I
listen,
took accounting twice.
Because listen, I went in.
But I got
in,
paid the second time.
I would never forget the story. So like when I went in as like a general business major. But I didn't have like a concentration. So I'm like, all right, I don't know what I'm going to do. But like my advisor was an accounting teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you're an accounting teacher? I'm like, and I said, I'm going to take your class. Mm-hmm. He said, don't take my class.
Uh-uh.
I should have listened. Being a nigga I am, I said, fuck it, I'm still taking this nigga's class.
Mm-mm.
You know, he gonna look out. It should be a breeze.
Mm-mm.
It in fact was not a breeze.
He said, don't take it.
Yo, I got that first test back. I dropped the class the next day.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've never dropped a class.
Oh, that's crazy.
Never even thought about dropping a class.
Because you had straight A's.
In college, no. I was close.
So I
graduated with like a 3.83.
The crazy part is, I had a single digit score on my test.
Oh my gosh!
And I was not the lowest score.
Oh Jesus! So they didn't get a curve.
And that was intro to accounting.
That was accounting one. I said, but see, I realized what it was, and that's when I realized I hate rules and I hate following rules.
Oh, yep.
Because accounting is literally following the rules.
It's not really math.
And for me, I'm gonna say it's not math. It's following rules. I'm like, I'm not following this. Because like, for me, I'm like, it has to be another way.
Mm-hmm.
It, in fact, was not another way.
Yeah, I know.
So what was your favorite classes in college? And don't say like Lifetime Fitness or something. Like,
huh?
Our gym class favorite was called class. Lifetime Fitness.
What the fuck?
That's what they called it.
Is that what the gym derived from?
The maybe, equipment.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Mine was art.
Art, your favorite.
Art and computer class this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had any classes I liked. Fucking hate it all. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
What was my bad? It would probably be a teacher, not the class, yo. Because mm-hmm. I like.
I mean, yeah, it's more. Probably
I like economics, even though I wasn't good at it. But I like Achete. So
he was cool.
He was cool. So
quantitative and qualitative.
He made it sound cool, but that shit was tough. So I don't know if it's my favorite class.
I think mine was chemistry.
Mm.
It was fun.
Science was
but chemistry is very much math. It's a lot of math.
The crazy part, I would never forget this too. I remember it was biology. I walked in and I went to class late. So I got there, it was only one chair left. So I sat beside this mean ass chick. And she was mean as fuck.
Mm.
I'm like, yo. Then since I sat beside her, she was my partner. And she's like, all right. Like, she asked me, like, I'm like, I'm not helping you. The fuck? You know what you're doing? I do, but I'm not helping you.
Not helping you, nigga.
It's good when you got a nice know-it-all like me, not a mean one.
Yeah.
That's the thing. She wasn't knowing. I was the know-it-all. And then she was mean to me. I'm like, I'm not helping you.
Got you.
Come to find out, she liked me.
So she was playing.
I'm like, I ain't know people still flirt like this in college. Like,
I thought we moved past.
I thought we moved past the being mean. I'm like, oh, God damn. Yo,
that's what I love that.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, if you want the drawers, yo, you ain't had to be mean about it. You can ask nicely.
Jesus.
I'm going to say, I'm a freshman. I'm going to give it up, baby. I'm easy.
All you got to do is touch my leg.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say, put your hand on my kneecap. I got you.
That's it. That's all we needed back then.
If you can change.
She likes me.
Just blow. Just look at me. Oh, you want me, huh?
Yeah. Yep,
you like when I did that, huh?
If y'all had to change y'all major in undergrad, what would you change it to?
Oh, that's a good one. I probably would have did computer science.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have did STEM.
I would not have done computer science. I probably would have, if I changed my major in college, it probably would have went back to me changing my major in high school.
Okay.
Because my major in high school was programming,
mm-hmm.
and I fucking hated it.
So what would you have done instead?
Networking.
Mm-hmm.
because I when I took because I well you know at Western Tech mm-hmm. we had electives. I never took the networking part. I was always on the program side of IT. So
okay.
Something like, oh, IT, I'm thinking it's just like, that's all inclusive. It wasn't all inclusive there. They broke it out.
I ain't no shit about that. I wish and, I had
And by my senior year, when I realized I actually like networking more, mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, I should. If I probably would have did this all throughout these 4 years, I probably would have been in a totally different space.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think I would have either done like something like data science-y, engineering, something like that.
Yeah. I want a program, ironically. Yeah. But I don't think, I'm too old now. I don't think
feeling like I'm too old.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
For when it comes to tech, you're never too old. You can always learn, yo. And a lot of it's self, you could be a lot of self-studies out there. You can definitely learn, trust me. Start out with SQL.
Coding just sound cool.
That's not cool at all.
It is not cool.
Why do you hate it so much? You sound like you really hate it.
I do, and I still do it, and I get paid to do it. It's crazy.
Rules? Is it?
It's not even about rules. It's more so like I can't put my finger on it, but I will tell you this. On my last job, I was working with somebody else, and we was reviewing code, and this nigga got excited. And I'm talking about he was screen sharing. He was going through like I'm talking about you could hear the excitement in his voice.
And I didn't have that.
And I said, you know what? That's how I know this shit is not for me.
that's the fulfillment I be expecting.
And I said, this nigga actually.
Or that I'd be jealous that some people have at work. Like, oh, you really be happy.
I said, oh, this nigga loves this shit.
Yeah.
I said, and I was like, you know what? I wish I had that joy, but I don't.
Right.
And then, like you said, I left that job trying to run from it, and it put me into a whole another sector of database development. I'm like, this is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. And it's not like I can't not do it, because I know how to do it. But I'm like,
you just don't like doing it.
I don't like doing it.
Yeah.
It's just terrible, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey guys, this has been a good one. Oh, you got another question for
me? Mm-mm, that was
okay.
It.
Okay. All right. Well,
all tapped out.
I didn't want to abruptly end it, but.
Unless Jamal has a dad joke for us.
Oh, yeah. We ain't had that in a minute.
All right.
Oh, wow.
That's his brain working.
Yeah, computing and shit.
Coding.
If it's that, I'm throwing that shit away. Oh. Why did the computer catch pneumonia?
Something about probably a virus or
because someone left windows open.
Oh man, that was a good one. That was a good one. I wasn't expecting to go that way.
Cold or virus?
Right, I was kind of with you. Yeah. I'm like, oh. Okay. Man, that was a hell of a joke. Man, way to end it. All right.
But well, this is another episode of Unsolicited Views.
And we out.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Thank you for listening to Unsolicited Views.